Did you know that just by calling Design Air Heating and Cooling, you may have the chance to throw out a first pitch at Busch Stadium? The number to call at Design Air Heating and Cooling is 314-739-1600. 314-739-1600. Just by calling Design Air Heating and Cooling, you'll be registered for the chance to throw out a first pitch and four all-inclusive tickets to that game. 314-739-1600. Visit designairservice.com. Proud partners of the Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The only thing I like better than baseball is saving people money. Start saving now with a cash-out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com. In just a moment, you'll hear from Chris Raby of KMOX Radio. We'll have the pre- and post-game shows on the radio side. And let's tell you about the St. Louis Cardinals, 35-17. That is their record since the All-Star break. It is the best in the major leagues. And tonight, they'll kick off a six-game road trip. The Pirates, meanwhile, 17-34, tied with the Marlins for the third worst in baseball since the break, ahead of the Tigers and Rockies. Cardinals have won 12 of 16 against Pittsburgh this year. They've won 8 in a row at PNC Park. However, 13 of the Cardinals' next 19 come on the road. 3 at Pittsburgh, 3 at Colorado, 4 at Chicago, and 3 against the Diamondbacks. Cardinals are 2 games below 500 on the road this year. Who's hot? How about Yadier Molina? He's got 10 runs batted in during his 12-game hitting streak, and he's tied Ozzie Smith 7th place on the Cardinals' all-time hit list. Colton Wong is hitting .386 in his last 20 games. Tommy Edman, .333 in his last 26. And in general, Cardinals starting pitching, that's been really hot. The pitchers have not allowed a run in their last 23 games. Chris Raby will dive more into the numbers in just a moment. Looking for a spot to host your fantasy football draft? Look no further than Westport Social. It's located in Westport Plaza. Jumbo TVs, ice cold beer, nachos, wings, private spaces to connect your computers. Westport Social, it's your football headquarters. Visit westportsocial-stl.com. For more information. Coming up, Chris Raby on Scoops with DannyMac.com.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Matt Carpenter for my friends at Schnucks. I want to tell you about the surprises they have in store. Schnucks has completely reformulated the taste and quality of hundreds of Schnucks brand items throughout the store. Ice cream, soda, chips, snacks, all of it designed to meet or beat the national brands on taste and quality. Plus, you can save a few bucks while you're at it. It's not generic brand, it's not private label, it's not store brand, it's Schnucks brand. So check out all the surprises in store at Schnucks. Just spot the red Schnucks dot and you'll know it's good.
Tonight, the Cardinals open a 3-game series in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Exactly 30 days ago, the Cardinals dropped a heartbreaker 2-1 in Los Angeles to the Dodgers. Having lost the first 4 games of a California road trip, 2 in Oakland and 2 in LA, the Cardinals were looking to salvage one game before heading back to St. Louis. And Jack Flaherty delivered 7 shutout innings, giving up just 4 hits, 1 walk, and 10 strikeouts as the right-hander threw 97 pitches. But it would be Russell Martin delivering a 2-out game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the ninth and a 2-1 Dodgers win, Carlos Martinez taking the loss. The Cardinals limped back to St. Louis at 58-55, and their playoff chances 1 month ago, according to Fangraphs, were under 30%. I know we keep saying this, but what a difference a day, a week, a month can make. The Cardinals still 2.5 games in front of Chicago in the National League Central. And according to Fangraphs, the Cardinals' playoff chances 91.7% to make the postseason and an edge over the Cubs still to win the division, 58.4% compared to Chicago's 41%. So let's examine the last 30 days. What happened and what changed as the Cardinals flew from Los Angeles to St. Louis and got ready for a Pittsburgh team on the 9th, 10th, and 11th of August that they'll see this weekend at PNC Park. For Scoops with DannyMac.com, I'm Chris Raby.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price.
Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com.
After the heartbreaking 2-1 loss in Los Angeles to the Dodgers, the Cardinals came back to St. Louis at 58-55 and firmly in third place in the National League Central. The Redbirds found themselves 4 games behind the Chicago Cubs. But since the Cardinals welcomed the Pirates to town on Friday, August the 9th, they have been a completely different team, at least a different team than the one that set west for California and dropped 5 in a row to the A's and the Dodgers. Since losing those 5 games and residing in third place in the National League Central, the Cardinals have a major league best record of 20-6. They've scored 145 runs and allowed only 84. The Braves are 18-6 over that stretch. The Nationals 17-7, which goes to show how good the National League East and the National League wildcard race has been. The Yankees next at 17-10. Tampa and Minnesota 16-9. So what has contributed to the Cardinals' success over the last 4 weeks? Where should we start? Well, how about pitching? Pitching has been perhaps the Cardinals' hallmark over the last month of the season, and for good reason. Collectively, the Cardinals' team ERA since that first game against the Pirates on August the 9th after their 5-game Sunshine State slide is 2.93, more than a half run better than the Oakland Athletics' 3.55, and almost a full run clear of the Atlanta Braves' 3.70. We know what Jack Flaherty did in the month of August. The Cardinals' right-hander named the National League Pitcher of the Month. Also, Dakota Hudson turned in a fantastic August, and yesterday, a fantastic 6-inning shutout outing. But the Cardinals starters as a whole have put up a 3.03 ERA since August the 9th, 1 month ago, as they opened a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 3.03 the ERA, and the fielding independent pitching, 3.92. The Cardinals relievers have been perhaps the club's strong suit over the course of the entire season. Credit to Mike Schilt and his staff for managing the bullpen, but how about the production of the guys down there? 2.76 the earned run average of the Cardinals relief corps since August the 9th. The fielding independent pitching of 3.56. Very, very impressive numbers for Cardinals pitching. From an offensive standpoint, the Cardinals' numbers are probably about what you expect. Their batting average and on-base percentage have been great over this fantastic stretch of baseball. A .269 batting average, 8th best in baseball, 5th in the NL, and a .349 on base, 4th best in baseball, and 2nd in the NL. Their .446 slugging percentage is a modest 15th in Major League Baseball over the stretch that began on August the 9th. Where the Cardinals gain their biggest edge is perhaps athletically, as they rank as one of the best defensive teams in baseball this year, over the last month, and certainly since the All-Star break. Also, their base running numbers continue to impress. The Cardinals have been the best base running team in baseball under Mike Schilt since he took over the day before the All-Star break in 2018 until today. And since the beginning of August, when their run, no pun intended, started, they've been the third best base running team, all-encompassing, according to Fangraphs, in baseball, behind only the Phillies and the Braves. Maybe the area in which the Cardinals have made the most hay is beating the teams they are supposed to beat. The Redbirds, a sterling 45-26 record this year against teams under 500, compared to the Cubs, just 39-26 against such teams, and the Milwaukee Brewers, just 28-29 against teams with a below 500 record. There's your difference in the division. The Cardinals, 2.5-game lead over the Cubs, and a 7.5-game lead over the Brew Crew. The Cardinals have an opportunity over their next half dozen games, 3 in Pittsburgh and 3 in Colorado, to continue to take advantage of those teams, the teams they've taken advantage of all year, before they run the gauntlet for the final 3 weeks of the season. From under 500 to over 500, the Cardinals will play every single one of their final 16 games of the season against teams that are above 500. As they'll leave Denver, Colorado, and head back to St. Louis for a six-game homestand, three against Milwaukee, three against Washington, four in Chicago, three in Arizona, and three against the Cubs at Busch Stadium September 27th, 28th, and 29th to wrap up the season, as the division could very much be on the line. But as for the last 30 days, the Cardinals have gone from three games above 500 at 58 and 55 to 18 games above 500 at 79 and 61. They can attribute just about all aspects of their game to their recent surge and their recent 6-2 homestand. And if their track record is any indication, they should be off to the races again this weekend in Pittsburgh. Miles Michaelis against Joe Musgrove tonight. Adam Wainwright and Stephen Brault tomorrow. Flaherty and Keller on Sunday. For Scoops with DannyMac.com, I'm Chris Raby.
Hair Saloon for Men, proud sponsor of Scoops with DannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a men, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men, 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men.